Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The 119th Psalm, I want to note just a few little texts that have the word in it, never forget. Never forget the wonder of your salvation. Psalm 103. Verse 93 of the 119th Psalm. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. The book of Proverbs, chapter 4. Verse 1. Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Never forget it. Never forget wisdom. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. One final reading in Hebrews, chapter 13, the Epistle to the Hebrews. Verse 15, By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, never forget. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Now, as you can see, that word never is not in all of these passages, but it is in some versions. And I have just noted that in my own appreciation, and I want just to emphasize it to us for the 5 minutes that remain in this meeting as we commence the meetings that lie before us. There are things that our God realizes it's very easy for us to forget. First of all, because of who we are forgetful people. We tried to forget our sins when we were unconverted. We thought that would put them away. And even since we have been saved, there are things we would like to forget. And then there's things we wish we could never forget. And God is going to impress them on us, I trust, even as we look at these passages, just to rehearse them again, look at them once more. Never forget the wonder of your salvation. In that passage, we read of the wonder of divine pardon. And again, as we have been mentioning even to God with thanksgiving and prayer tonight, not one of us are found in this room tonight because we deserve divine grace. That's what grace is. One of the glories of grace is to reach the most unworthy. And that's what it has done for us. Never forget the wonder of being a pardoned sinner. Again, in that verse we read that we should never forget the preservation God gives to us from disasters. And we are preserved. We've been praying for traveling saints. And those of us who have a few years of experience now in our little lifetime, We can look back to many times that the hand of our God came between us and disaster. Never forget the preserving grace of God to us. The third thing in that passage he tells us never to forget is never forget the person of our Redeemer, the personal Redeemer that we have. The blessedness of looking upon the features of the excellencies of the Lord Jesus, how they are manifested. They all have individual features about them because they're going to give meaning to his spirit and to his attitude, to his manners. Never forget the personal relationship with Christ as Redeemer. And last in that passage, he tells us never forget the provisions of God and their purpose. And may I just say to those who are younger here tonight, so happy to see young men and women at a prayer meeting preceding the conference. I trust it's a manifestation of a desire in your heart. I hope I get something at this conference. Never forget the provision of God that has been your embellishment, been given to you in its fullness, has a purpose. And that purpose, under divine guidance, will convey the Lord Jesus to the world, and you and I could have no greater honor. Never forget the wonder of your salvation. In the second one, we read that we should never forget the wonder of the Word of God. Now, there are 8 different words that are used in the 119th Psalm describing the features of the Word of God. There are different characteristics that the Word of God has in its authority. I'm just going to mention the words that are used because the intelligence of the man that wrote that psalm, I understand by divine inspiration, but there was a meditating mind. And the man who wrote that psalm is giving to us a personal appreciation of the Word of God. And mind you, the amount of scripture he had was much less than we have. A limited revelation, but it meant so much to him. He had become dependent on it. In fact, 7 times in that psalm, he talks about being afflicted. So a saint in need is going to learn the value of the Word of God, our dependence upon it. Let me mention the words. The word, word. Just word. Speaking, of course, of its immutability and the eternal nature of the Word of God. And the second word that's used is ordinances. That's directive given by God. Ordinances. That which is expected to be laid hold of and taken hold of in obedience and with delight. And God grant that we may receive messages like that at this conference, that our heart will reach out to with delight the Word of God, the ordinances of our God. Never forget the value of God's Word as an ordinance. And then he mentions the Word to be a law, of course, speaking of the unchangeable principles in their authority, and precepts. And precepts, of course, are indicating different avenues of guidance. These are the precepts that will give guidance and show the pathway. And as well, there are testimonies, which, of course, speaks of what we would often say very simply today, the last will and testimony. And the Word of God is God's testimony to us. And it's giving to us the details of His will for us, His people. And again, the word statutes is used, foundational word, commandments, imperatives, judgments, evaluations, which are final. And says the psalmist, never forget the Word of God. May it be our portion, brethren, that we will take with us. Wouldn't it be precious? Even just one word. I hope I will never reach the place in my life where I cease to get fresh words from God. Let us never forget the value of this word. Let me note the other two with you quickly. In Proverbs 4, never forget wisdom, the value of wisdom. And can I say again for those of you who are younger, Activity is a tremendous need in the assemblies of God. Activity in the gospel. But activity does not produce spirituality. It should be the other way around. And wisdom is the foundational secret of spirituality. Getting divine wisdom. Dear Paul the Apostle tells us, in Him, in our Lord Jesus, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Never forget it. Wisdom. He said it's a grace to you. It will be about your neck. It will be upon your forehead. You'll be marked as a wise man. And wisdom is that which gives not only understanding to what we do that others may understand, but it gives quality. And it's going to give to us a desire for perfectionism in our thinking. Not that we can be sinless, but we can be better in quality in what we do because of a spirit of wisdom. Never forget wisdom. And last of all, we have in Hebrews 13, never forget what pleases God. And in that passage, we have the fruit of our lips is brought before us. The exercise of extolling the Lord Jesus. Never forget what it means to God. Just you think of it, dear young brother, when in the private of your own heart, you lift your heart in praise out of appreciation for some enjoyment of a feature of the Lord Jesus or of His work for you. And as you lift your heart to praise God, the Lord Jesus takes that and He graces it with the blessedness of His own acceptance with the Father. And He presents that to the Father. Your words of praise, how much they mean. Never forget the value of the things that please God. And of course the practical is in that verse of the communicating practically in divine things. And that has as an odor of a sweet savor. Never forget the value of the things that please God. May God graciously so inscribe upon our mind and upon our spirit this weekend things that we will never forget. They'll be written in our soul that we may never forget the wonder of our salvation, the wonder of the Word of God, the great divine need for wisdom, and the things that please our God.